Buddhism for Busy People, guided meditations to accompany the best-selling book. Written by David Mickey and read by Nicholas Bale. Getting started. The best physical and psychological posture. In this section, I'll lead you, step by step, through the different aspects of your physical and psychological posture, so that you can get the maximum benefit from meditation. The 7-point meditation posture I'm about to describe has been used for at least 2,500 years across most meditative traditions. To begin with, for the sake of comfort, remove your shoes and loosen any tight garments, such as belts or ties. Ideal meditation clothing is a t-shirt or sweatshirt and tracksuit pants with a blanket or heavier clothing in cooler weather. The traditional meditation posture is in sitting position. But if you're unable to sit, perhaps because of an injury or disability, the most important aspect of physical posture is to keep your spine straight as far as possible. The first element of the 7-point posture is to sit cross-legged on a cushion on the floor. The point of the cushion is to tilt the pelvis so that it's easier and more comfortable to sit over longer periods of time. Don't cross your legs in full or semi-lotus unless you feel very comfortable in this position. Some people prefer low wooden stools on which they sit in a kneeling position with legs tucked underneath them. Others kneel astride a cushion or beanbag. If sitting in any of these positions is uncomfortable for you, you can simply sit in a chair or bench with your legs either crossed in front of you or planted firmly on the floor for support.